Hi, and welcome to tonight's class. Welcome to this new yoga term two. It's the first class in this January term, so I thought what we would do is to really just spend some time in our practice today thinking about our intentions for the coming year, really reconnecting to ourselves on an energetic level. And particularly because last night was a new moon, full moon, moving us into the zodiac sign of Cancer. And the zodiac sign of Cancer is a water sign anyway, so this moon has even more of an impact on the water element within us and around us. And the Cancer moon usually really helps us to focus on our emotional needs and about our own safety and security too. But particularly the downside to this full moon is it can often distort the bigger picture. So we tend to dwell more on our emotional insecurities rather than seeing things a little bit more clearly. So through our practice tonight, what we're going to be doing is working through our energy centers, reconnecting to the different energy wheels, the chakras, and having a few moments of pause when we meet each energy wheel to contemplate our emotional needs at this time, with a view to forming an intention for the coming year. So why don't we go ahead and lie down on your back, and you can make yourself comfortable there. So as you settle down onto your back, you can have your knees bent or your legs stretched out ahead of you, whichever is most supportive for your lower back. If your legs are outstretched, then just part your heels a little wider than your hips, let the toes roll out to the sides. And if you're having your knees bent, then just stepping your feet a little bit wider than your hips, dropping the inner knees together to touch. Can let your hands rest onto your body if that's more comforting for you, or you can take the arms away from the sides of the body, letting the hands rest onto the earth. Find a good spot for the back of your head so that there's balance in the throat and in the neck, balancing out the tip of the chin and the eyebrow center, and you can just let yourself settle into that shape. It might be very easy for you just to drop into stillness right now, or it might be a little bit more challenging. Perhaps the body feels a little fidgety, perhaps the mind is very busy. So just doing your best to become still and shift your attention inwards. You can close your eyes and initially just letting your body settle. And as we move towards that stillness and steadiness, we're going to begin to move our awareness around the body. And as we do so, there's no need to try and change anything, move anything, or fix anything. We're simply just noticing, just observing where we're starting from. So as you let your attention move down into your feet, just noticing how your feet meet the earth. If it feels like they're equally grounded and weighted, or perhaps one foot feels heavier, maybe one foot is slightly more turned out than the other. Bringing your attention upwards through the ankles and into the calves, especially if your legs are stretched out, just noticing if you can feel like one calf feels wider or lighter. Coming up through the knees and feeling into the thigh bones, noticing how the thigh bones feed into the pelvis, and then feeling the weight across the back of your pelvis. Does it feel even left and right side? Is one side carrying a little bit more weight? Maybe it's a little heavier into the earth. The pelvis slightly tipping more to one side. Coming upwards through the lower back into the back of the rib cage. Noticing how the weight is distributed there. If it's even through the back of left and right ribs, or if you're slightly twisting to one side, a little bit more weight perhaps on one side more than the other. Coming upwards to the very tips of the shoulder blades, are they of equal height, or is one slightly higher? Maybe one also might be slightly more grounded perhaps. coming into the tops of the shoulders and into the upper arm bones. Is one slightly lighter? A little more space between your upper arm bone and the floor, perhaps. Travelling down the length of the arms and into your hands, and if your hands are on the floor, how do the hands strike the earth? Is one a little heavier, or perhaps one a little lighter? And then coming back up the arms to the tops of the shoulders, into the throat and around the facial muscles, beginning at the jawline. Noticing if there's a tendency to hold tension in the throat or in the jaw. Maybe the chewing muscles on the sides of the jaw feel a little bit tight. Is the space between the lips and teeth, or are the teeth gritting together? Is your tongue pressing against the roof of your mouth another indicator that there might be stress or strain in the body? Feeling the skin around your eyes, across your forehead and scalp. Noticing if there's tension there, or if the skin feels smooth and relaxed. And then asking yourself what you notice mostly about your body right now. Maybe it's an overall sensation, like I feel really grounded and steady. Or maybe it's something way more specific, like my right hip feels really tight tonight. So no judgment of good or bad or right or wrong, but just simply noticing. And then bringing your attention to your breath. Noticing how your breath is moving in and out of your body. If it feels as though there's an even, steady rhythm, or if it feels a little bit jittery or jumpy. Noticing the depth of your breath, where you can feel the breath most dominantly in your body. Perhaps it's your belly, maybe your ribs, maybe your chest, maybe even up into your throat. And then bringing attention all the way back down into your belly. Start to invite the breath into this space. It might help even to place your palms onto the soft part of your belly and feel the rise of the belly to meet your palms as you breathe in. And then feel your belly descending, falling back down into the earth as you breathe out. Inhale, belly expanding. Exhale, belly relaxing. And no need to push the belly or suck the belly back. Just a nice, soft rise and fall. And really being led by your breath, rather than pushing the belly. No force, no big effort at all. Just really connecting to the sensation of expansion and contraction in your body with each breath. At the end of the next exhalation, as you next breathe in, feel your belly expand and then feel your rib cage expand sideways out towards the edges of your mat. And as you exhale, feel your ribs move back into the midline like a concertina and feel the belly soften. Breathing in, belly expanding. Ribs expanding, breathing out. Belly relaxing, ribs contracting. And as much as you're breathing into the front and the sides of your body, see also if you can feel the expansive quality of your inhalation in the back body, the space behind the back of your waistline, behind the back of the ribs, the space around the kidneys there, expanding as you breathe in and softening as you breathe out. At the end of your next exhalation, as you inhale, breathe into your belly, expand your ribs, and then feel your chest gently rise. And as you breathe out, feel your belly, your ribs, and your chest soften. Breathing into all of those three segments of your lungs now, beginning to use your full lung capacity, drawing in more prana to recharge and revitalize your body and mind, strengthening the lungs as you breathe in to belly, ribs, and chest, and breathing out, belly, ribs, and chest. Just one more breath in that manner, breathing in, expanding, breathing out, and softening. At the end of that exhalation, let your breath just return to its own regular rhythm. And notice, even after just a few moments of checking in and breathing more with more awareness, noticing how you feel now in comparison to when you first lay down on your mat. Has there already been any subtle changes, perhaps? Maybe you might already feel a little calmer, a little bit more grounded and steady. Then preparing from this place of steadiness and centeredness, let's prepare the body for some gentle movement. So as you next inhale, let's take a full body stretch along the length of the mat. Inhale and expand, stretching the arms back overhead, stretching out your fingers. Pointing or flexing through the ankles and the toes, but knitting the rib cage back into the floor. Take an in-breath there. Get a little taller, and as you exhale, let your arms float back down to your sides. Lying in a straight line now along the length of your mat, just lift your legs, and walk your legs over to the front left corner of your mat, and then glue the inner seam of your legs together like you've just got one leg. Dig the heels down, flex the ankles and point the toes back towards your face, and then curve the upper part of your torso to also towards the top left corner of your mat. So you're creating a little banana shape along the length of your mat, with your outer right hip the furthest thing to the right. Then you can take an in-breath, stretch the arms back overhead, holding your right wrist with your left hand. Flip your right palm towards the wall behind you, and then use the left hand to invite the right arm a little bit more to the top left, stretching and opening the right side body a little bit more. Breathe fully now into your right lung, using the expansive quality of your breath to open your right waist, right rib cage, right armpit, and exhaling the breath out fully. Enjoying a few more breaths like that, just creating space by using your breath. If you want to deepen that stretch along the right side body, cross your right ankle over your left. Another big breath into the front, the side, and the back of your right side. And exhaling the breath out completely. Let the arms float down to your sides. We're going to walk the legs over to the front right now, so we can open and stretch the left side of the body. So legs walk over to front right, glue the inner seam together, dig the heels down, flex the ankles, point the toes to your face. Stretch your arms back overhead as you inhale and hold your left wrist with your right hand. And then lean the torso towards the top right corner of your mat. So you can keep the weight even into your shoulder blades and into your buttocks. Spin the left palm to the wall behind you. And start to breathe actively into your left side body. Front, side, and back of the body all expanding and opening as you breathe in, softening as you breathe out. And of course, as we did on the first side, if you want to, cross your left ankle over your right to encourage that stretch all the way down the left side of the body from the outer left ankle to the left armpit. At the end of your next exhalation, Let your arms float down to your side. Walk the torso back, walk the legs back into the midline. And then hook the thumbs together just in front of your navel center. So the palms are kind of facing down, the thumbs are hooked together, the fingers are flaring out a little bit. As you inhale, stretch the arms back overhead, hugging the arm bones towards the sides of your face, spreading out your fingers. Knit your rib cage down into the earth and glue the legs together. Dig both heels down. Point all 10 toes back towards your face. Feel the sense of containment, of steadiness, right in the midline of your body. Take another in-breath, get a little bigger. And as you exhale, let the arms float down to your sides. Let the legs relax and hug the knees into the chest. Then as the knees hug into the chest, cup one palm onto each kneecap. As you inhale, straighten your arms so the thighs move away from you. And as you exhale, flare your elbows out to the sides of your mat so the thighs come towards the belly. Let's keep synchronizing this movement to the wave of the breath. Breathing in, arms straightening, legs move away. Breathing out, bend the elbows and the thighs hug in closer. Continue doing that with the wave of your breath. And try to avoid flaring out the knees as the knees come closer towards the belly. And also try to avoid curling your tailbone up away from the floor. Let's try to keep this stretch into the lower back, just gently stretching and opening the lower back by bringing thighs to belly rather than the traditional forward bend of bringing belly to thighs. A little kinder for the back to move in this way. Take one more cycle, inhaling and exhaling. And then let the knees drop out to the side. Still keep your palms on the kneecaps. Circle the knees down and around the front of the mat and then draw the knees together and up the center seam back towards your navel. So hip circles now, as big or small, as feel good into your pelvis, your hip joints this morning. Circling gently. Then let's take a few the opposite direction. As you change direction, just noticing the differences between right and left side. Maybe they both feel equally smooth, or the range of movement is equally as vast. Or maybe one side feels a little bit sticky or clicky or clunky, and the other side a little smoother. Maybe a change in the range of movement side to side. Again, nothing is good or bad or right or wrong. Just simply notice. And as the knees come back into the navel again, you can take your hands off the kneecaps, bring the soles of the feet down to the floor, and let the knees butterfly apart. Soles of the feet come together so you're resting on the baby toe edge of your feet, and the knees are dropping out to the sides of your mat into Supta Baddha Konasana, bound angle position. Let your hands now rest onto your belly, palms face down. Create a little triangle around your navel center by bringing the tips of your thumbs together just above your navel, and then drawing the edges of your index fingers to touch so that you've got a triangle around your navel center with the fingers pointing down towards your pubic bone, the palms flat down onto your belly. Fingers now pointing down towards our first energy wheel. Chakra in Sanskrit literally means wheel. So we've got these little wheels, balls of energy that we can begin to bring our awareness to in order to reboot and rebalance the energy levels there. So with our fingers pointing down to our root, bring your awareness right to the bottom of your pelvis, around the tailbone, around the perineum. Start to breathe in the color red all the way down to the base of your pelvis. And as you breathe there, You might be able to visualize the color red filling your pelvis, or you might just feel it as a sensation, a feeling of warmth perhaps moving all the way down into the very foundation of your being. And the Sanskrit name for this chakra is Muladhara. Mula literally meaning root, the place within us that is our foundation, the place that grounds us, that the place where we send nourishment to, so that we feel steady and secure and safe, the place where we trust in our own foundation. So as you breathe your awareness down into this space, just taking a moment of contemplation and asking yourself, where do I need to trust more in my life? Where do I need to trust more? Perhaps it's in a particular situation, or develop trust in a particular person, or maybe even develop trust and cultivate that trust in your own abilities, your own self. And as we move through our practice and we start to ask ourselves these questions and take these mini contemplations as we reach each chakra, don't worry if nothing immediately springs to mind. No need to try and make something up or conjure something up. Just listening, feeling, and really connecting to your own heart teacher. Taking another in-breath all the way down into your foundation, and then exhale the breath out completely. Let's use our hands now on the outer thighs to help the thighs come back in together so as the feet come onto the floor. And then bringing your right heel onto the top of your left knee. Flex your right ankle, spread the toes, and ensure the big toe mound and baby toe mound are pressing away equally so the ankle isn't sickling at all. And then you can spin the right thigh bone away from you so you get the top of a number four between the legs. Notice the sensations in and around your right hip. If it feels like you've got a lot of resistance here, stay here. And just breathe some space around it. Breathing in, expanding around anywhere you feel is tight or gripping as you inhale. Breathing out and seeing if you can create some softness there. If you want to dive into opening the hip a little bit more, you can bring your left foot off the floor, keep the legs in the shape that they're in. Feed your right hand through the gap between the legs and both hands hold on to the back of your left thigh. Keep the right thigh spinning away from you. You might even just flare out that right elbow a little bit and use that to press gently the right thigh away from you. If you've got hold of the thigh, the left thigh, you can extend the left leg up to the sky. Just take a few ankle circles there, circling the left ankle a few times one way. Slow, gentle, mindful movement. And then a few times the opposite direction. Great. Let's release the left foot down to the floor and then release that side. Stretch out both legs long along the length of your mat and take a moment to listen and feel. Notice how the right side feels in comparison to left. And then changing it up to the other side. So bend both knees again. Left heel onto the top of right knee. Flex the ankle, spread the toes. Press away big toe mound, baby toe mound equally. And then you can spin the thigh bone away from you. Notice how it feels before rushing and jumping in immediately to picking the foot off the floor. If you need to stay at that first stage and just breathe space around any resistance on the left hip, then do. Otherwise, you can pick up your right foot, feed your left hand through the gap between the legs. Both hands now hold on to right thigh. Extend right leg up to the sky and start to circle the ankle there. Circling a few times one direction, then a few times the other way. Bringing the sole of that foot down onto the floor now. And once again, extend both legs out long. Check in, notice how it feels. Rebending both knees, and with keeping the knees bent, just step your feet about mat's width apart. Take the arms out to shoulder height, aeroplane arms, palms facing down onto the floor, or if it's comfortable for you, take the arms back into cactus arms. So the elbows stay at shoulder height, you just bend your elbows and take the forearms back down to the floor so the palms are facing up towards the sky. Backs of the hands resting comfortably onto the floor. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, drop both knees towards the left. So the right knee drops in towards the midline of your mat. And if it's pretty close to the floor or pretty close towards your left heel, you can pick up your left foot and use it as a paperweight on top of your right knee, just anchoring the knee down to the floor a little bit more and opening the right side body a little bit more. Feeling the stretch on the right side body from the outer thigh to the outer hip and up into the side body too. Just getting some space in and around the IT band of fascia, around the TFL, the glute medius. Breathing some space there. And at the same time as opening the side body, we're also beginning to take that twist upwards into the pubic abdomen, into the lower belly, into the home of Swadhisthana chakra, our second chakra that really connects us to our emotions, to sensations of pleasure, our creativity and our passions. So as you hold this shape, breathe fully down into the lower belly, the space below your navel center, and breathe the color orange into that space. Again, you might see it as a visual, or you might just feel the sensation. Breathing in, expanding the color orange all the way down into your lower belly. Breathing out completely. Couple more breaths in that way. At the end of your next exhalation, if you were using your left foot as a little weight, then release it to the floor, bring the knees back up to center. Make sure your feet are still wider than hips distance, out to the edges of your mat. Take an in-breath and then drop both knees to your right. So the left knee drops in towards the midline of the mat. And maybe you can use your right foot as a little weight on that knee to stretch the outer side of the left body a little bit more. But please, no irritable sensations around the knees. The knees should be completely comfortable. So feel free to leave the foot on the floor if that feels better for you. Otherwise, anchoring and continuing to breathe all the way down into the pubic abdomen again. The color orange moving all the way down into the pubic abdomen. And then asking yourself, what am I passionate about? What am I passionate about? And how can I bring that passion and creativity into more of my life? What am I passionate about? Breathing fully, listening and feeling. At the end of your next exhalation, let's bring the knees all the way back up to center. And you can walk your feet in so that the feet and the knees are hips distance apart now. The heels lined up with the front of your sitting bones. Press down into your feet, lift your hips an inch or two off the floor, and then shimmy your hips an inch or two to the right and then lower your pelvis back down onto the mat again. So you'll feel like you're a bit ski-whiff along the centre of your mat now, and that's okay, keep that. And then you can cross your right leg all the way over your left, thigh over thigh, and maybe some friends might be able to double wrap the leg like we would for Garudasana or eagle legs, hooking the right toes behind the back of the left shin or ankle. However, my friends with lower back issues, if that feels too much, particularly if you've got SI issues or issues in the lower lumbar, then it might be better not to cross the legs at all. You can just walk your feet together so the knees are glued together. Take an in-breath there, and as you exhale, let both knees drop down to your left. Either keeping that double or single wrap, or the right knee is stacked on top of the left knee. Breathing once again into the right side body. Can you keep the weight even into your shoulder blades? Taking the twist up a little bit higher now into the region of the solar plexus, the area between the navel and the breastbone, the home of our third chakra, Manipura, the center of our own power, of our own inner radiance, of our energy, and the center of our own self-esteem. So as you bring your awareness with this twist into this region of your body, begin to breathe in the color yellow into that space too. That whole of the solar plexus now beginning to expand and open fully, just like a radiant golden yellow sun. The sun getting brighter with each and every inhalation. Each inhalation fanning the flames of that intense golden yellow color right there in the solar plexus. Breathing in expansive golden yellow emanating from your solar plexus, breathing out completely. Let's take an in-breath and bring the knees back up to center. Uncross the legs, place the feet back down on the floor, lift your bottom and scoot your pelvis back through the midline and then a few inches over to your left. Again, lying ski-whiff along your mat as you bring your buttocks back down to rest on the floor. Crossing left leg over right, single or double wrap, or my friends with lower back issues, just glue the inner knees together. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, let the knees fall to the right, keeping the shoulder blades anchored, breathing into your left side body and breathing into the area of your solar plexus. That golden yellow light becoming brighter and brighter with each inhalation. And as you rest your attention in your solar plexus, just asking yourself, where in my life do I need to be empowered? Where in my life do I need to be empowered and more connected to my inner radiance? Maybe it's in a particular situation that's going on for you right now. Maybe you feel slightly suppressed, or you feel like you can't stand up for what you believe in. Breathing your awareness into this space, just helping to create that energy to help you to gain more self-esteem, more power, more confidence. Take another in-breath and exhale the breath out fully. As you next inhale, let's bring both knees back up to center, uncross the legs, shimmy the hips back into the midline, and then you can hug both knees into your chest and give yourself a little rock and roll around onto your back. You can sway, rock forwards and back, or circle, whatever feels good into your lower back. Take an in-breath there, and exhale the breath completely. And then gently rocking yourself over to one side, or if you've got enough momentum, rock yourself back and forth a little bit, and then rock yourself up to sit. Otherwise, over to one side, press the floor away, bring yourself around and up, and then all the way over onto all fours. Feel free to take some extra padding underneath your knees, and your knees are directly underneath your hips. Your toes tuck under onto the floor. Lift the navel up to support the spine a little bit, sucking the navel up to the spine. And then slowly, keeping that support for the lower back, begin to walk your hands forwards. If your shoulders feel a little bit tight or restricted, take the hands wider than shoulder width apart. Otherwise, the hands stay shoulder width as we bring the forehead down towards the floor or a block or blanket, coming into Anahata Asana. So keeping your hips right over your knees, keeping the slight lift in the navel, and really letting your heart center melt down towards the earth. The heart chakra, Anahata, the space of our love and compassion, the space that connects us to our relationships, our balance, our intimacy, allowing that space right at the very back of the heart center now to really melt down. See the color green, a bright emerald green, filling this space as you breathe in and breathe out fully. With each exhalation, the heart center melting a little bit more. And as you rest your awareness in the Anahata Chakra, just asking yourself, how can I let go of knots around my heart and love myself more? How can I let go of knots around my heart and love myself more? So often, we talk to ourselves in a way that we would never dream of talking to a friend or neighbor. We tell ourselves that we're not good enough, or not this, or not we should be more of that. So how can we let go of that negativity? How can we let go of that grief that we give ourselves and love and accept ourselves fully as we are right now, accepting all parts of ourselves, the shadow parts and the light parts too. How can you let go of grief and love yourself? Take another in-breath there. Exhale, let the heart melt a little bit more. And then walk your fingers in slightly and come down onto forearms. Walk your knees back and slither all the way down onto your belly. So you're propped up in Sphinx position. Your forearms parallel like train tracks, the elbows just slightly forwards of the shoulders. Press your finger pads and knuckles down. Feel like you're drawing the ground towards you as you draw your heart forwards, broadening your collarbones, rolling inner arms to outer arms, tips of shoulders down the back, stretching your tiptoes to the back of the room and fanning out your feet, trying to click your toenails down to create some tone in your legs. Hug your two hip points towards each other to find the lift and support from your lower belly and the pelvic floor. And then let your chin drop towards your chest. Just gently make a smile with your chin, drawing from shoulder to shoulder. Just releasing any tension, any holding around the neck and the throat. And the next time your chin comes back to center, bring your forehead to the floor. Take your hands out wide so your fingers are off your mat. And look out to either side and bend your elbows so that you're on tented fingers with your wrists right underneath your elbows. Hug your shoulder blades down and in towards each other into the center of your back. Keep the tone of your legs and hugging together the two points of your hips. Then as you next inhale, squeeze the finger pads and thumb pad together and lifting the heart up, drawing it forwards, curling it up into a gentle cobra. As you exhale, lower all the way back down onto the earth. Hug the shoulder blades, hug the hip points, lengthen through the legs. Inhale, move the heart forwards and up as you breathe in. And breathing out, lowering the forehead all the way down onto the floor again. One more cobra, just like that. Breathing in, rising. Breathing out and lowering. Beautiful, really well done everyone. Let's take the hands alongside the chest now and press ourselves all the way up into all fours again. Walk the hands back towards your knees and come all the way up into a tall kneeling position. Let's bring the right foot forwards towards the front of the mat and squeeze your back knee and your right heel towards each other. Hands onto the hip points, lifting the hip points up just slightly so you can feel your tailbone lengthen down, maybe feeling a little bit more stretch into that left hip flexor and quadricep muscle on the front of the thigh. Take the hands to the sides of the body, rotate the palms to the sides of the room. Inhale, circle the arms around and up. And as you exhale, bring your left hand towards the outside of your right knee, your right hand to your sacrum, and twist around to your right side. Lengthening up through the crown of the head, spinning the heart open. Inhale, both arms reach up to the sky, spin the chest back to the center of the room, and exhale, turn the palms out to the sides of the room and interlace the hands behind your back. Point the elbows to the wall behind you, make a soft U-shaped basket with your hands so there's no locking out of the wrists, and then hug the inner elbows towards each other, feel the collarbones broaden, the heart center open. To pull the fingers away from each other without locking out elbows or wrists. Inhale there into the heart space once more, and exhale, release the hands back in front of the heart. Hands to the hips, and let's switch it up to the other side. So stepping left foot forwards to the top of the mat, bringing the hands onto the hip creases. Find some stability, let's hug front heel and back knee towards each other, lifting the hip points up a little bit, feel the tailbone descend, and then take arms down by the sides of the body, rotate the palms to face out, but not only just the palms, spinning that movement right from the very tops of the shoulders. Inhale, circle the arms around and up, and exhale, we're going to twist around to the left now, bringing the right hand to the outside of your left knee if you can, with the thumb pointing forwards, the back of the hand resting to the outside of the knee, the left palm facing left. Left hand onto the sacrum. Inhale, find some length, and exhale, right from the space around your waistline, twisting a little bit more to the left. Inhale, stretching the arms straight up, back up to the sky, rotating the chest forwards. And exhale, interlace the hands behind the back again. This time take the awkward interlace, soft basket with the hands, bend the elbows to the back of the room, hug the inner elbows in and feel like you're pulling your fingers apart. Inhale there, And as you exhale, bring the hands back down and around into the front of the heart center. Let's bring the left foot back in and then lower the sitting bones back to the heels. Rock your hips to one side. Spin the legs forwards in front of you. Bend both knees and hold onto your kneecaps with your hands as you slowly lower yourself all the way down onto your back. As you come down onto your back, separate your feet about hips distance apart. Keep your knees bent though and line up your heels with your sitting bones again. Bring your arms into robot arms. So the arms, elbows are bending, the inner elbows right against the inside of your waist, and the forearms kind of pointing up vertically towards the ceiling, the palms facing each other across your belly. Press down into those upper arm bones now. Feel the broadness across your chest, your collarbones, and your throat. Press down into big toe mounds in the center of heels, and as you inhale, lift your hips up away from the floor without thrusting with your pubic bone though. See if you can keep some softness in the pubic bone in the tail and feel like you're lifting from the outer edges of your hips. Making a ski slope all the way from your knees down to your shoulders and letting the energy pull all the way down into your throat. Feel like you're dragging your heels to your shoulders and reaching your knees towards the front edge of your mat. Try to avoid over-flaring your thighs and just simply let that energy pull down into the fifth chakra in the throat. Vishuddhi chakra. Vishuddhi literally means purification. Our center of communication, of finding our own voice, but also our center of listening as well. So feel and listen and draw the color blue, a radiant cobalt blue, into the pit of your throat. Breathing in and breathing out fully. Take another in-breath. And as you exhale, lower the upper vertebrae all the way down to your pelvis, to the floor. Pausing there with the weight evenly across the back of your pelvis again, we're going to take that little mini bridge pose one more time. So press into upper arm bones, dig down into heels and big toe mounds. Inhale. And press, lifting the hips all the way up without overdoing it though. Keep a softness around your lower back. No gripping around the tail and the pubic bone. Let that energy pull down again into the throat. And asking yourself, where do I need to express myself more clearly? Where do I need to express myself more clearly? Where do I need to express myself more clearly? At the end of your next exhalation, gently lowering your pelvis all the way down onto the floor, take your time. Then you can hug your knees into your chest, a little mini massage onto your lower back, before rolling all the way over onto one side and bringing yourself back around to all fours again. From all fours, let's widen the knees as wide as the mat. Bring the big toes together to touch and then rock your sitting bones back towards your heels into an extended child's pose. Of course, use your block or your blanket underneath your forehead if you like. If you've got any sinus issues right now, you might just want to rest onto your elbows, cup your hands under your chin and rest your head in your hands. Otherwise, stack your fists or flat palms, or even bring forehead to the earth with the hands reaching out ahead of you or the hands reaching back to hold softly onto your heels. any variation of child's pose, Balasana, that feels good for you. But bringing awareness to the third eye centre, Ajna Chakra. Ajna literally meaning to perceive, the centre of our imagination, of our insight, of our dreams and our visions. Just asking yourself, what are your dreams and visions for this coming year? No matter how big or how out of reach those dreams and visions might appear in this moment, dare yourself to dream big. Dare yourself to imagine what it feels like with those dreams and visions having manifested, how that might feel in your body. Dare to dream big. As you breathe awareness into your third eye space, breathing in and breathing out fully. And then very slowly, let's bring the hands just in front of the knees and slowly roll yourself all the way back up to a kneeling position. You can bring your knees a little closer together. Coming to our final asana for our practice today, to rabbit pose. So for our rabbit pose, particularly my friends with any sinus issues, feel free just to go back into that version of wide-legged balasana, of wide-legged child's pose, with your elbows on the floor, supporting the hands underneath the chin. However, if you want to dive into more of an inversion where the heart is above the head, we'll be here for 4 or 5 breaths. So from this kneeling position, sitting on your heels with your knees together, lift the rib cage up and over your knees, bringing your forehead down to the floor, and then tuck your forehead in a little closer towards your knees, so you're actually more on the crown of the head rather than the forehead now. Reach your hands back and hold on to your heels. Draw the tips of the shoulder blades down into the back. Then as you next inhale, lift your bottom up away from your heels, but keep the hands holding there, feeling the stretch across the upper trapezius, around the space between your shoulders, and awareness coming down to Sarasrara Chakra on the crown of your head. If it's too much to hold on to the heels, just bring your hands alongside your knees. And either way, there's very little weight in the head, all the strength being held in the strong thigh muscles. As you pour the awareness down into the 1,000-petal lotus flower at the crown of your head, our place of union with a higher power, our place of connecting to our inner wisdom. Taking another breath there, and then as you exhale, slowly lower your hips down to your heels. Bring your hands alongside your knees, and once again, tuck the chin towards the chest and roll up the spine, taking your time, coming all the way back up. Sitting tall with your hands palms down, resting on your lap. Whole column of the spine now, lengthening upwards to the sky, the space between the root chakra and the crown chakra, open, lengthy, spacious, rebalanced, re-energized. Take another in-breath, and then as you exhale, you can rock your hips to one side and come all the way back down onto your back into the position where you started from, either with your legs stretched out ahead of you or your knees bent with the feet wider than your hips, inner knees dropping together to touch. The hands can come back to that goddess mudra that we took very early in our class, with the palms face down, fingers pointing down towards pubic bone, the triangle around the navel. or you can take any other mudra or gesture, or just take the hands away from the sides of the body and let your palms face up to the sky as the backs of the hands rest down on the floor. Find a good spot for the back of your head. Balance out the tip of the chin and the eyebrow center. Part the lips and the teeth. Let the eyes gently roll back. And as you allow the whole body to rest now, with each exhalation, see how much of your back body you can connect to the support of the earth. And as you begin to let go and rest and absorb the benefits of your practice, we're going to move our attention once again through those seven wheels of energy. So bringing your awareness all the way down to your foundation, to the perineum, the tailbone, the base of your pelvis, and saying to yourself the mantra, I am trusting. I am trusting. I am trusting. Coming upwards to the pubic abdomen, the space below the navel and above the pubic bone. And the mantra, I am passionate. I am passionate. I am passionate. And upward still to the solar plexus, the space below the breastbone and above the navel. I am empowered. I am empowered. I am empowered. Upwards to the heart space. I am love. I am love. I am love. Upwards to the throat. I am clear. I am clear. I am clear. And to the third eye center. I am manifesting. I am manifesting. I am manifesting. And finally to the third eye center. I am guided by my inner wisdom. I am guided by my inner wisdom. Guided by my inner wisdom. Rest into that wisdom now. Let go. Relax. slowly beginning to deepen your breath. As your breath deepens, just paying attention to all of the sensations, the feelings, maybe comparing it to how you started the practice. And as you next breathe in, breathe all the way down into your toes and into your fingers. Maybe begin to make soft movements through your wrists and ankles, rolling the arms and legs a little perhaps. Beginning to stretch, yawn, sway the head a little, sigh the breath out. Bring yourself back into this place, into this room, into your body, slowly and gently. Then when you're ready, you can roll around to one side and bring yourself up to sit, taking a comfortable seated position with your weight evenly balanced over both sitting bones. A way of sitting where your spine can be long, that whole column of light from our roots to our crown, open and spacious and re-energized. Bringing the hands in front of the heart in Anjali Mudra, the mudra of union, the mudra that symbolizes the joining together of all parts of ourselves, the shadow places and the light spaces, all parts of ourselves brought into the center, into balance and harmony and union. Bowing into your own heart space now, offering praise, thanks, and gratitude to the universe. And over this next coming year, may each of our dreams and visions manifest as we continue to stay guided and connected to our own inner wisdom. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.